politicians have used the war in Iraq and the economy to win voters' attention in this election year. But in battleground states like Ohio, where swing voters abound, there's evidence that an old familiar campaign issue is reemerging. NPR's Janet Babin reports.
President George W. Bush has called his No Child Left Behind education reform a cornerstone of his administration. He praised Congress for the law's passage during this year's State of the Union address.
By passing the No Child Left Behind Act, you have made the expectation of literacy the law of our country. We're providing more funding for our schools, a 36% increase since 2001. We're requiring higher standards.
But many education experts complain that the higher standards are coming too slowly. Dan Lowson with the Civil Rights Project of Harvard University explains a February study that outlines shockingly low high school graduation rates, especially for minorities.
About 50% of the kids who start ninth grade are failing to earn a real high school diploma.
In some school districts like Cleveland, Ohio, Lowson says the study showed graduation rates for male minorities dipping below 30%. In addition to poor performance, another study estimates that the president's No Child Left Behind Act will cost Ohio more than $1 billion a year. Add that to a recently discovered $100 million funding shortfall. Many school districts are laying off teachers and cutting activities. At a rally last week, several hundred people protested education funding at the State House. Ohio's struggles are keeping school issues high on voters' minds, but President Bush and likely Democratic nominee John Kerry are focusing on what's most important to the largest number of voters, the economy and the war in Iraq. But the topic of education could become more prominent as the campaign progresses. Republican pollster Bill McInturff says it's an issue that resonates with key swing voters. He says this demographic isn't motivated by partisan politics. Instead, they're moved by issues that are personally relevant. McInturff says the candidates will have to address education to reach some of those undecided voters.
Because a lot of the people pick education, have kids in school, of course, they're younger, they have weak ideological attachment, and so it's an issue that has a lot of interest and appeal to some groups up for grabs.
Groups McInturff says the president can easily engage. He calls Mr. Bush a Republican who's proven his ability to own education in voters' eyes. He just has to bring it up again.
Guess what? During the 99-2000 campaign, when he got in political trouble, it was a reset point. He would go back and talk about education. It's a topic he knows, it's a topic he feels comfortable with, and it's a topic that, on terms of this kind of accountability standard, that he feels very strongly is pretty persuasive about.
While some swing voters will be listening for new ideas about education, McInturff says it just won't get the prominence of other campaign issues. But that may be a good thing for the president. Some analysts say his No Child Left Behind initiative is a campaign liability. Former Democratic strategist Samuel Popkin says even states considered Republican strongholds are rebelling against the president's crowning education achievement.
When the Utah legislature balks at supporting and going along with No Child Left Behind, you know that even staunch, strict, value-oriented citizens, voters, are concerned about the unfunded cost of an initiative.
Still, the president usually touts his education reforms at campaign events. Meanwhile, John Kerry promises voters that as president, he'll push for 1 million more students to graduate high school within 5 years. For Day to Day, I'm Janet Babin.